Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, you are welcome to the episode 3 of season 7 of Biblical Chronicles. In episode 2, we talked about being a focused master builder. We said that focused master builders, like Nehemiah, stay on purpose by asking why. Why? This is akin to a lead construction tool that we call 5 whys. By the time you ask why 5 times on an issue, you get to the root cause of the matter, and you are in a better position to solve the problem. Answers to such questions help us to see the big picture and work towards it. In today's episode, episode 3, we direct our attention to the power of thinking right, the power of thinking correctly. Our text is from Proverbs 21 verse 29. Proverbs 21:29. And I read from the original version that says, "A wicked man hiding his face, but as for the upright, he directed his way." In the NIV, the same verse says to us that the wicked put up a bold front, but the upright give thought to their ways. It means the upright give thought to their ways. The MSG, the Message version of the same verse, says that unscrupulous people fake it a lot. Meaning when somebody is unscrupulous, fake things is not far from that person, fake statement, etc. However, honest people are sure of their steps. That's what the Message version says to us. So, what is the link between thinking and actions? Of course, we all know that they are linked. They are very, very linked. Well, in fact, we normally, there's a popular saying that says, of course, it's in the Bible, "As a man thinketh, is so he is." So, Flyberg says that master builders should think slow and act fast, and I agree with him. I completely agree with him. He says that a master builder should take time to think through things and get the project right before we begin to act. We begin to give out those orders of what must be done and what must not be done. Once we act, we must do it fast. And in reality, though, if you reflect, most projects do the opposite. They ask very quickly and put the thinking cap on only when things go wrong. They make rush, deficient decisions at the outset, some projects, which then come back to haunt the project as problem cause delays and cost overrun and even accident on some project. "Small is beautiful," the saying goes. "Short is even more beautiful. Speed matters because time is a killer in times of risk." None of us can hold time standstill. "The longer it takes, the bigger the risk, including the black swans." What does he mean by the black swan? He's talking about unexpected events. There's a book called The Black Swan. I have the book in my library. "Think of time as a window when you are about to embark on an action. The larger it is, the bigger the unexpected event that can fly through it and destroy your intentions. So we must be very, very strategic in how we think and what we do in terms of action. Thinking is cheap and taking action is expensive. That's why we must be slow when we are thinking, and when we are taking the action, we must be fast with it. Beloved, nothing would ever save us money and agony than a well-thought-out or a well-thought-through front end that is delivered quickly. So if we don't get things right from the start, we'll be forced to fix them later on, and it will be costly. So thinking is very, very important. Now let's go to the Bible. What does the Bible say about thinking slow and acting fast? The answer is found in our key verse for this episode, Proverbs 21:29. And I want to read the CEV version of that same verse that says, Wicked people bluff their way, but God's people think before they take a step. Are you a God's person? Do you actually think correctly before you take a step? The verse suggests that we should move slowly when making major decisions. The same admonition can be found in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26, which says, ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. I repeat, ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. What does ponder mean here? It means to think about something. It means to meditate about something. It means to consider something carefully. Beloved, when making decisions that we can term career-changing decisions, we must ponder our choices very well. When making decisions on ministry change or assignment in the church, we must ponder, we must ask the Holy Spirit for direction. We must meditate on it. Beloved, when planning to marry, we must carefully consider all the information before us. When making major financial purchase, which is what actually get a lot of us in trouble eventually in life, we must ponder it to avoid going into debt. Many times, we do not ponder issues around finance correctly, and we end up in hot water or hot potato. That shall not be our portion in Jesus' name. The solution is found in Proverbs 21:5. Proverbs 21:5, the GNT version says, plan carefully and you will have plenty. If you act too quickly, you will never have enough. And I need to emphasize it, the last phrase of that verse. If you act too quickly, you will never have enough. Beloved, if we go back to our text in Proverbs 21, verse 29, that we have read severally, that indicate that as children of God, as leaders in the workplace, in the marketplace, wherever we are working, as master builders, we must think slowly and act fast. This verse says that in arrogance and hypocrisy, a wicked person may put up a bold front. He tries to persuade people to believe him or her, often by deceit and lies. On the other hand, an upright fellow reflects on his or her conduct, seeking at all times to be honest, not hypocritical, and consistent in all he or she does. The desire of the upright person is to be sure, to give thought to that action to be taken, to be sure, to make sure, to establish that the right thing is what will be done. That the action that's going to, the person is going to take will be correct. When we contrast this with someone in the first part of that verse that is termed wicked or unscrupulous, according to the message version, we know that as master builders, we cannot afford not to be upright. Beloved, our biblical finances for this episode is as follows, therefore. Number one, we should take time to think through things before we act. Number two, once we act, we must act fast. In other words, think slow and act fast. Also, we must plan carefully in order for us to assess the plenty God has prepared for us. And finally, honest and upright leaders honest and upright master builders are sure of their steps when they take them. Beloved, let us pray. Father, we thank you. We worship and bless your holy name for this episode of BP. We ask, O Lord, Holy Daddy, that you will help us never to fake it, never to fake what we want to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. You help us to be upright at all times, and you help us to be deliberate, to be intentional, in seeking to be honest, in seeking to be consistent, in desiring to ensure that what and the actions that we will take will benefit society, benefit our neighbor, and will be approved by yourself. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Jesus. Beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phronesis, may the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed, in the mighty name of Jesus.